It's the inside track. We're at the Quincy Raceway's car show and caught up with modified driver Jeff Waterman. Jeff, thanks for talking with us.
Oh, no problem at all.
Kind of roped you in here. How's things going? How'd last season go, and what have you been up to?
Pretty good. Last season went good, you know, and finished it off at the Scotland County Speedway at the Pepsi Nationals. Had a good run there, so can't complain at all. And kind of been a short winter, I guess you'd say. Pretty much got one of the cars ready to go and scaled it last night, actually. So got to stick a few stickers on this week, and we're ready to go.
How'd the Heartland Tour go last year?
It went really good. It did. The Hawkeye Dirt Tour, we ended up third in points, missed second by 1 point. And so we was happy at that. You know, we were seventh the year before, so looking for a championship maybe this year.
What do you got planned for this year?
We got quite a few races planned this year. I think we're doing 39 special events this year. So as long as the gas prices stay down a little bit, we'll be doing good. But going to have a second car this year. Supposed to get out here in about 2 weeks. So Skyrock's building me a new one. So going to use that at the special events, keep my old car for around home here. And so really looking forward to that. Never had a new car before.
Really? Never had a new car?
Nope. I've always bought used cars, and I have, and always had good luck doing that. But wife thought we ought to maybe try a new one and see what happens. So I'm really excited about that.
Of course, you know, sometimes I forget, how many seasons have you been racing? It's not as long as I always thought in my mind.
No, this is probably, I can't remember, seventh or eighth. You know, I pitted for years and years for Gary Dreyer, but it is. So I really haven't been doing it that long, even though I'm an old guy.
Got something else going on pretty interesting this season you're going to be involved with. Tell us about that.
I don't really know. Haven't really heard what's going on for sure. I was contacted probably a month and a half ago from the Hawkeye Dirt Tour. They're the Fuel of Thunder series kind of like a reality type show. That's going to be aired. They're taking 13 drivers from the Hawkeye Dirt Tour and doing 13 events, so there'll be 13 episodes. I know we were on the short list, but nobody's really notified anybody who's actually on it yet.
Sounds exciting, though.
It'd be really cool. Sounds like they're going to follow one driver each night, and we're kind of excited about that. Really don't know what all it's going to pertain to, but it'll really be good for the Hawkeye Dirt Tour, for IMCA, you know, modified racing in general. I think it'll be good. It will. It'll air starting December 2nd. They'll be released on YouTube first, and then you'll be able to log right on their website after that and watch the full episode. So kind of excited about that. Don't even know if we're really going to get to do it yet. I kind of live a ways away from where that's all centralized at, but it'll be interesting. It will
be fun to watch. I'm excited about it. I hope everything goes well with it.
Yeah, me too. It'll be really kind of interesting to see how all that pans out.
And the first Heartland Tour race going to kick off again at Vinton?
Yep. Hawkeye Dirt Tour kicks off at Vinton. I can't tell you the date exactly. I know it's in May. We're getting rolling here. April 4th is our first night. It is in Oskaloosa, Iowa, with the Frostbusters. It'll be the first of 5 nights in a row. So that'll be a long weekend.
I'm going to put you on the spot here. You got room for Vinton? Got room for me again this year?
Oh, yeah. Anytime you want to go, we'll sure haul you right along if you don't mind riding that old ambulance.
I love that ambulance. I'll tell you what, though, I'm going to make sure I get off early. I want to go to Vinton. That was fun.
Yeah, that's a good time. You know, it's a little quarter-mile track.
I love that track.
I'm generally a big track guy, but I tell you, I kind of like that place. I always run good there, so I got a good setup for there. And I can tell you, we'll have the old car there because it likes that place.
I'm looking forward to that. I got a ride. Who you got for sponsors this year on your car?
Of course, Outdoor Power, where I work at, AMSOIL, Bruce 88 Towing, Pepsi Cola, WCOI Radio Station, Central Welding here in town, Tony Dunker at Advanced Trading. So we got some good sponsors. We do.
Jeff Waterman, thanks for talking with us on the Inside Track, and looking forward to the season getting started.
Yep, I can't wait. I tell you, I was out there in the garage today working, and wish I was loaded up, ready to go somewhere.
Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.